USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. A Libyan is now in American custody on charges he built the bomb that brought down a jetliner in 1988. The Justice Department said the United States has taken custody of alleged Pan Am Flight 103 bomb maker Abu Aguila Massoud, who is being extradited to Washington, D.C. for criminal charges. The bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland killed 270 people, including 190 Americans, and is the deadliest terror attack on British soil. Among the Americans killed was a group of study abroad students from Syracuse University. Massoud will make an appearance in federal court in Washington, but it wasn't immediately clear when. Moore County Strong, the town of Carthage, North Carolina, comes together for a holiday parade just days after a power grid attack. The nighttime parade Saturday, lifting the spirits of hundreds of people who gathered to watch floats and catch free candy. At the parade, local resident Karen Olson focused on staying positive.
We don't want to think about bad things. They do happen, yes, but they've happened so often lately that it makes you very sad. So I'm happy to be with my family, that they're okay, that we have power.
Power was fully restored in Moore County, North Carolina, midweek. There's now a $75,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the grid attack on December 3rd. They must free Columbus in Philadelphia.
The plywood that has boxed in the Christopher Columbus statue in Philadelphia for the last couple of years must be removed. A state judge issued her ruling Friday. The statue was covered in 2020 as protests against racial injustice took place across the country. Supporters of the statue called Columbus a symbol of Philly's Italian heritage. Detractors view the explorer as a cruel tyrant who killed or enslaved indigenous people. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said Saturday that he is disappointed by the court's decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The murders of four University of Idaho students last month remains unsolved. And during an interview, Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry provided an update on the investigation.
We're working steady on the investigation still. We're still receiving tips. We're still receiving items in from, you know, back down at the lab. Things are continuing.
People converged on Moscow for this weekend's university winter commencement, where they held a moment of silence for the four slain students. University of Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy Saturday. During the awards ceremony, Williams said this is an honor he'll cherish for the rest of his life.
While this may be an individual award, I certainly understand that nothing, and absolutely nothing, in the sport nor life is done alone.
Williams and USC fell short of the Pac-12 championship and a spot in the playoff, but it was still a rebirth for a college football blue blood that has had only short spurts of success over the last decade. USC is now the first school to have a player win the award 8 times. The ceremony was broadcast on ESPN. Here's the call by Rich DeMarco from Learfield as Quinn Moretzky sinks the game-winning 39-yard field goal in double overtime of the annual Army-Navy game.
Belkey gets it down. The kick is up by Moretzky. Plenty of distance. It's good! It's good! Quinn Moretzky, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, wins the 2022 Army-Navy game in double overtime.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.